Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them too. I'm Feifei and I'm joined by Georgie.
Hi Feifei, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you, Georgie?
I'm pretty good, thank you too. Feifei, I've actually been reading a book lately and I was really enjoying it, but towards the end, the author just shoehorned in a random side plot that didn't really make sense with the rest of the story. It was quite disappointing.
Oh no, what a shame. Now, you just used the phrase shoehorn something in, and that's what we're learning in this program. It's a verb with a couple of meanings, but I think it'll help our listeners if we explain what the noun shoehorn means first.
Okay, I can do that. A shoehorn is a piece of curved material, like plastic or metal, that we put in the back of a shoe to help our foot slide into the shoe more easily.
Right. So you could say that it helps to squeeze your foot into a small or tight space. So the verb shoehorn something in means you force something to be included somewhere it doesn't quite fit.
Yes, so Feifei, if you remember my example at the beginning about the author shoehorning a random plot into the story, that's about forcing ideas and concepts somewhere they don't belong. Let's hear more examples.
I used to love using this app, but now they've shoehorned in loads of features and it's just too complicated.
My friend recently started her own business and now she just shoehorns it into every conversation we have. It's so annoying.
I really want to mention my website in the speech, but I'm not sure I've got enough time. I'll just have to shoehorn it in at the end.
So, metaphorically speaking, it can be about including ideas in places they don't belong. But it can also be about physical space, fitting larger things in a smaller space. A bit like shoehorning your foot into a shoe.
That's right. So, for example, last night I was really surprised that the restaurant was able to shoehorn so many customers in such a small space. Okay, let's recap.
We learned shoehorn something in, which means to force something to be included somewhere it doesn't quite fit or belong.
Remember to check out our website, bbclearningenglish.com, for more resources to help you improve your English. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Learning English Vocabulary. Did you know we have a BBC Learning English email newsletter? Subscribe for our latest lessons, worksheets and quizzes, and weekly tips to help you study. Just search BBC Learning English Newsletter or follow the link in the notes for this programme.